From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Cartoonist Jessica Abel made her first foray into radio 16 years ago with the help of Ira Glass. You may know him as the host of This American Life. And her most recent project is a graphic novel called Out on the Wire. It's an illustrated guide to narrative storytelling in radio. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien spoke with Abel about how she made the leap from comics to radio and what's in store for her talk at MU later this week.
So it sounds like you fell into radio in almost a similar way that you fell into comics. Like, you were interested in radio as a listener, but not necessarily as a maker, and it took you a little while to get there.
Oh, a little while is kind of an understatement. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, yes, I was a listener. I mean, I've said this before, but, like, scratch a cartoonist and you find a radio fan, because we have spent so much time at our drawing tables alone in the dark, you know, trying to get the comics done, that, you know, while music is, of course, really important too, the vast majority of cartoonists will also listen to radio. And listen, now podcasts are just, you know, the sort of savior for cartoonists, because they're just, like, always something you can listen to. Whereas when I was getting started, it's like, if there wasn't something on, it just wasn't on, you know. But I found This American Life very early, because I was living in Chicago and that's where they started. And so I was listening to it even before it was a national show. And as a big fan, you know, I spent a lot of long, lonely nights, you know, drawing my comics and listening to Ira Glass. And then when he called me to work on the book on Radio and Illustrated Guide, I mean, it was a total surprise. I had absolutely, absolutely no reason to expect that would ever happen. I had no relationship with him or radio or anything beyond being a listener.
Yeah, that's crazy. Didn't you say, was it in the book, or did you tell me that like you recognized his voice as soon as you got on the phone and it was kind of like, what?
Oh, yeah.
What is happening?
Like, two words. Yeah.
And once you started working with him, did you see similarities between the storytelling they were doing and what you were doing with comics?
What was interesting to me, and is interesting now, especially in retrospect, is how much my encounter with Ira's ideas about story were the first time, or not quite the first time, but almost the first time I encountered any formalized system of thinking about storytelling. And I was an English major. So it's not like I shouldn't have had any background in this. You know, I was not an art major. When you're in a literature department, you go to do literature classes and stuff, people don't talk about, like, narrative arc and stuff very often. It just doesn't kind of come up. It's more about, you know, whatever. There's, like, a lot of lit crit stuff and things that happen that is sort of not seen as being all that important. But to me, it's fascinating. And so seeing how Ira did that, I think my brain almost immediately kind of clicked into gear and started thinking about ways other people did something similar.
So what can people expect from your talk at Mizzou?
What it's about, what I want to be talking about specifically, is the whole process of taking, and this is kind of what we're talking about right now, is the process of taking the principles of story, the things that I learned, take them from audio into comics, from comics into a podcast, and from a podcast, in many cases, into prose, because I'm writing blog posts and things about them. And the idea of how these storytelling concepts have legs in, like, different media, and what the differences are, and how you can kind of utilize those things.
That was KBIA's Emerald O'Brien talking with cartoonist and podcaster Jessica Abel. You can find more details about her talk this week at kbia.org. I'm Bram Sable-Smith.